Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's the Hunter and Friends Show, TGIF. Wow, another Friday. Here we go. Today is September 18th, as everybody knows. Last week was a pretty heavy week. We were on the radio, and a lot of things were going on. We were paying homage to the 9/11 victims. That happened 14 years ago. That time went by really, really, really quick. That I was amazed by. That I actually, you know, I don't know where everybody else was, but I remember where I was on that day. But, you know, I kind of want to just touch back on a few things, but I have a caller, and I'm going to put my caller on. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friends Show. You're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I was just calling in to represent the sets for Ninja Nation.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're calling. Can you repeat that?
Oh, I was calling in to just call today. Is sets from Ninja Nation there?
Oh, yes. Hi. Welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show. How are you?
Hey, just calling in, just seeing what's up, tuning in with you guys.
All right, that's right. We will have Ninja Nation on the show today. We will be rocking out, definitely. Chris is due to come on at 3:30. But are you part of Ninja Nation?
Well, I'm definitely affiliated in respect and support of what they're doing. I'm going to be involved at their show September 30th at Blackthorn. My name is Mark Marvel.
So, hi, how are you? Well, welcome to my show. And, you know, I'll get to you in a second, but just stay on the line and just rock out with us, all right? And
yes,
I'm going to talk about certain things, and I'll definitely, you know, get your opinion on it. I have AJ, you on the line?
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry, guys. I got a little confused there with my phone. So how's everybody doing this Friday?
We're doing good. We actually have an early caller. He's calling in to lend his support with Ninja Nation, and he will be there September 30th to rock out with us.
Okay, awesome. I know Chris is happy about that.
Exactly. Well, AJ, what's going on? You know, I was speaking to people and telling my listeners I'm here live every Friday at 399 Huguenot Street at Yamaha. You know, come on down. We have great sales. Come see Anna, Frankie, and Joey, and they'll take care of you. Go downstairs, Carlos and Lucito and those guys, they'll take care of you in service. Look for me, Hunter. I give out the little VIP cards. If you get one, you're lucky. Hold on to it, because it gives you 10% off on your service and 15% off on accessories. So don't forget that. So, hey, I was talking a little back on.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Yamaha. Okay,
you can hear
told
me.
They don't. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have people who tell me they don't even ride, but when they go into Yamaha, the newer shell, they get a good education, a lot of good information, and they're, like, convinced that maybe they will get on a bike. Because I talk to people who don't ride, because I don't ride, but they like coming down to Yamaha. So shout out to you guys.
Thanks, AJ. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I touched on last week's show. We pay homage to our 9/11 victims, and I just, you know, I was so caught up in the moment, and people say, well, how could you forget this? But my dad actually passed away on that day, but like 15 years before that happened. So I just want to say God bless to all who came into New York, and I hope you made it home safely. God bless you. And then also this week I wanted to speak about my friend. It was just, she's more than a friend to me. She was a sister. She was in a club that I used to be affiliated with, which is HR Newark. And I want to give a big shout-out to Big Daddy, Big Mills, and Sage. Those guys, they really know how to put it down as SUV club, as social. and in New Jersey. They rock out. And I miss them very much. They're good people. Pizzazz was actually there in that club. She was the glue that held everybody together. And she will continue to be the glue because her memory will live on. Patricia Blocker went missing last week Monday, and a few days ago they found her body and a trunk of a car. And now they're holding her son as a suspect in the murder, her homicide, and the judge just gave him $2 million bail. This is really hurtful, and I just wanted to give my condolences to HR Newark, New Jersey, to all of you guys and what you're going through. AJ, you have anything to say? I know you read the article on my page.
Well, as the information I have thus far is that they are just holding him. They of course, they set that bail, and they're getting more and more information. But it's a sad day. It's, one of the things that I'm concerned about is that our community, there's a lot of mistrust in our community. And it's not just, you know, people who we see on the street. There's a lot of dysfunction inside our families. So when I say community, I'm talking about the family. And there's a lot of things going on. Now, I didn't know this lady, but I'm sure there are a lot of people close to you. Things are going on in families. And we cannot take the position that we don't want to hurt somebody's feelings or we don't want to say something, we don't want to bring things up. If we see things going on, even if it's in families or people who we're close to, we got to speak up. And that's the only way that we will progress as a society. You know, I didn't know Patricia, but I'm hearing all these lovely things about her, and I went and I saw that she was doing a lot for the community. So we have people in our lives right now. We can, Patricia right now is going to be looking back on us and blessing us.
Yeah.
We have right here now on earth, right now with us, we're sitting next to, we eat lunch with, we work with, we see every day. And we know there are things going on that aren't right. And so I appeal to everyone, whether you're a biker or not, or whoever you are in the sound of my voice, we need to say, hey, today, speak up. That's all you got to speak up.
That's right. You know, one of the most hurtful things is that when you see a mother's life or a father's life or a parent's life being taken by their own children, it's like, what did we result to in this world that we have our own children that are turning against us? You know, I will do that. I will do a show regarding that. I will have some therapists on, psychologists on to speak about it. I'll have a pastor speak about it or someone from a congregation to talk about it and enlighten us and share it with us, because I'm so confused. You know, I'm a mom of an only child of a son. He was her only child, you know? And you know, this is, I don't know their relationship, but I know that. I know Pizzazz was a beautiful person. Anyone's heart. She would give you the shirt off her back. One time we went on a trip, a long distance trip down to the High Rollers in Sumter, South Carolina, and I had the privilege of being in her company on a long distance trip. It was just her and I, two girls, our two brothers, Big Mills and Big Daddy, and we had a ball. We had the time of our lives, and I will never forget that. You know, I won't. What's going on, AJ? What's going on with you?
What's been happening? A lot of blood things are happening. I just want to, again, you know, I'm not clairvoyant, but I reach out to different people, and I hear things that are going on in their lives.
Where do you want the number? You got a pen?
All right. I hear feedback. Are you?
Yeah, I'm hearing feedback, too.
A lot of things are going on in our lives. We need to connect to each other. We need to be able to realize that we're being blessed. Well, I'm being blessed because I had an opportunity to do my own radio show, which, thank you, Hunter, for the opportunity. I'll be starting a show in October. We'll actually be airing from Yonkers, New York. So if you guys are on Facebook, Instagram, you will get the information. Again, Hunter is backing me with this. She's helping me out with this, because I am stepping into new territory.
but I do have the backing of my poetry community, my performing arts community, and we feel that it's a need for us to bridge all these communities together and let people know what's going on. Just like Hunter, you're reaching out to the biker community, and I put a post
today. I think we're losing you, AJ. We're losing you.
We're losing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I kind of, my board just went down, so just bear with
me. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Just bear with me. It's Friday, so I'm having a technical difficulty over here at the studio.
I'm going to call back on a different line. I'm going to call back on a different
no,
line.
No. Don't do anything right now. Whatever you do, just don't do anything right now. Because I'm trying to get it back up.
So let's just, let's talk about that. I'm really pleased. I'm really happy for you that, stuff has come a long way. I've seen you, going from venue to venue, and you're following every week. And I think
right.
People just, gave you guys a hard way to go, and you still persevere,
This was not a thought a year ago. I was doing the open mic. I still am doing open mic, but I was focused mostly on that, getting entertainers, getting poets, getting writers, getting musicians to come and be able to hear, for other people to hear what they do. So that's what I was really focused on. But if you do anything for a little while, you'll be able to move on because people will see what you're doing and they'll see where you can fit in. And so that's what can happen for you. So I'm looking forward to, in October, to be able to do this radio show, and we're going to be interviewing poets. We're going to be interviewing musicians. We'll be talking to people in the artist community, people who do arts and crafts. In fact, I met a
few AJ, you're breaking up. I don't know exactly where you are, but you're kind of breaking up. But you can go someplace else.
You don't want me to call back on another line.
What are you saying, AJ?
I'm on a cell. You want me to call on a landline?
You're on a cell phone. Yeah, I know. What? Can you hear me?
I'm on a walk agent. Hello?
Nope, I got you. I got you, AJ. Hold on. Let me just set something out. Do we still have the caller on the line? Hello?
I'm here.
You're there? Okay, we're going to kind of take a break. I don't know what's going on here. And I'm going to play a little song, and we'll be back in just a second.
4 minutes.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Thanks. All right.
This is a journey into sound. 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 This is a journey.
Hey, places in my mind, hoping someday I would find the perfect one, and I could share. And then that day you walked inside, and no longer could I hide my love, I had to take you there. That night,
welcome back to the Hunt and Friends Show. You know today is Friday because I'm having technical difficulties over here. Who do we have on? Hey, AJ.
Okay, I'm on another line.
I see you. I see you.
Okay, fantastic. Am I? Can I be heard now, or is it what?
You can be heard, my dear.
Okay, great.
I thank you. That was actually a compliment from DJ Tech One. He's usually on the show here at the Hunter Friends Show.
Tech One.
So, anyway, this is crazy. I'm like, it's Friday, you know.
That's
thing
okay.
I've seen happen. Yep. Yep. It sure is. I had a really long drive today. I went all the way up to Connecticut, to Hartford, and I drove like a bat out of hell to get here, 399 Huguenot Street. Okay, AJ, so we were in the middle of talking about stuff. What's going on? I kind of lost AJ today. Oh, my God. This is really funny. I kid you not. This is really, really funny. This is Friday for you. See, nobody wants to work, including the board. I love being here. I always like to be on the radio, on the air, looking at all these beautiful bikes at 399 on Huguenot Street. I think it's awesome. My only thing is it's hot in here, of course. I'd rather be out on my tools riding. And I just wanted to say God bless you to everyone who's been riding this year. And there was also someone that, a young lady that went down over on the Bell Parkway about a week ago when she lost her life at age 22. I would just like to say much love to the person, the young lady who lost her life last week. I was at Lost Boys at their birthday party, their anniversary and birthday party with Fish. Birthday party was great, and I just want to say to Lost Boys, that was a really, really great, great party, and you guys just rocked out totally. I lost my voice on the way home and everything. Vixen rocked out with me today, rocked out with me also last weekend. And that young lady, we had just seen her, actually, Vixen said hello, and her and her boyfriend went off on the road, and then I think they had went down on Bruckner Boulevard, somewhere over that end, and she lost her life, and he's in the hospital. So I just want to say God bless you to them. You know, it's really hard for clubs to have members that go down. And still yet, we have not come up with a solution to help these people. I got AJ back on the line. AJ, where the heck did you go?
I'm sitting here, and then boom, bing. I mean, there must be a ghost outside my door. I wonder who.
Outside your door. He's in the studio.
Well then, Frankie, you need to burn some myrrh, frankincense and myrrh, and some salt water. I'll come over and bless the place in an hour.
some unopened olive oil.
Yes.
Something.
Y'all do it up. Don't leave nothing under.
Holy, oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Burn some sage. Yeah, come on. We must be blessed.
So I was telling you about Patricia Blacker, right? So I just wanted to touch base and tell you that her funeral is going to be at St. Mark's Church in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
So stay tuned. Everybody look for that. And I just want to give my condolences to the family. This is hard.
Yeah, it's very sad.
This is really, really hard. I don't. You know, the person who you should be giving condolences to is the person that you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how do you? It's kind of like an oxymoron.
You know, I just want to say, because I am not a Bible-toking, I don't walk around talking about being born again. All I'm saying is that a lot of this has been said, and it's in the Bible, and I don't know how you relate to religion or what have you, but I ask everyone to just sit still and then take in what's going on around you, because there's a lot of evilness going on. And people say, when I start talking like that, they think I'm talking about, you know, voodoo and all that stuff. No, I'm not. I'm talking about everyday people. If we sit silently and start taking in what's going on around in our daily lives, we'll see that there's a lot of negative things out there, but we can avoid it. We can stop it if we're conscious of it. And that what it is that a lot of people will just ignore, and that's what I was talking about before. We have to stop ignoring what is wrong. You know what's wrong. You know, if you're an adult, you know what's right, you know what's wrong. And if there's so much wrong going around, you need to stop it. You need to nip it in the bud. You need to let people
know.
You know,
you're so right. We actually, I have to tweet the twin on, one of the twins, Isis, you're on. Can you hear me, sweetie?
I hear you.
Okay. You want to shed some light? I know I've been telling you what's been going on.
Yeah.
You know.
I can't write this.
You
want
to weigh in on this one?
Yeah. I can't write this second, though.
Okay, no problem. Just come back when you're ready. No, you know, you're absolutely correct, AJ, because I look at grown people, but you know what? We say, oh, wow, you're grown because you're a grown adult. You're the size of an adult. But mentally, people are not adults. They're actually, they're only an adult by age.
That's true.
It's only by age, because if you think about it, you really, really, really think about it.
See,
they're not.
Again, I'm only, yeah, I'm only giving my philosophy. We are a lot of what we call tortured souls out there. And see, some people don't understand the difference between a soul and a spirit. And I'm not no expert, but I know what I understand. We are souls. We're walking around. We have souls. And there are spirits out there that will enter your soul or negative energy. I'll call it negative energy because a lot of people don't like me to say spirit. But there's a negative energy out there that can attack you. And the thing is that we think we can just say, when someone's mean to you, just tell them get lost or you want to beat them up or whatnot. It's not that. And I don't know why. I don't know why I understand it. Maybe it's because I was sick for a period of time and I could sit and think. But we have to stop. I think everybody who's got something going on in their life needs to stop and think, why is this happening? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. See, this woman passing away by the hands of her son, that was totally wrong. But it should wake people up. See, she's gone now. But, she's gone. But we're here. So what are we going to do now that we're still here? What are we going to do so that something like this will never, ever happen again?
We have control. One of the things we need to do is we need to start offering free psychiatric help for people. Just like they give out condoms to stop the spread of AIDS, we need to stop the spread of mental illness. We need to do it. I'm looking here on my sister Pizzazz's page, and apparently they had a fundraiser for her last night, which we didn't know about it, and it was not broadcasted over in New York, really, because I guess at Prince Hall, Masonic Hall, on the 26th, and she will be, funeral services will be held at St. Mark's Church in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think mental illness has really been plaguing this earth. You know, I know people. I know someone who has mental illnesses, and they actually, you know, and then you could tell if they do, because if you tell someone something over and over and over again, and they still continue to do it, that's insanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's insanity.
Well, a lot of people are in denial, you know, and then our society, I mean, maybe recently we've been more open to it, but for years, you know, if a child was doing something strange in school, you know, we would say, oh, he's just acting up or he's just like that. But see, when he's 5, that's one thing, but when he's 25, that's a problem. But we would sooner turn our backs and just say, oh, it's just like that. And then I've had people say, oh, well, his whole family like that. Well, wait a minute. If his whole family like that, that means there's something running in that family that's wrong. That's a problem.
It's true.
It's true.
Because listen. If the head is rotten, the body's rotten.
Yes.
Okay, so the head of the family is rotten, all of the family is going to be rotten. And, you know, and it's just me, it's just my opinion, but some people some people should not breathe together. They should not breathe together. No,
that breathe,
I'm very serious. Some people should not breathe together. That's insane. Hold on one. I have a caller that's coming on.
Good.
Hi, it's the Hunter Friends Show. You're on.
Hello, this is Janelle Glenn, and I just wanted to call to give a shout-out to the whole Ninja Nation and my boy Seth for going out there and making big things happen, and I just wanted to congratulate him on this interview.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. That's pure love right there. That's right. I want to give you a shout-out, too, and supporting your friends and Ninja Nation. I want to shout you out because it takes a person of pure love to come out and support someone. We have so many haters, and we're talking about that, you know, right now. We have someone that was taken from us senselessly in this world, and we're trying to wrap our head around it. But I just want to give you a special shout-out for calling in to support Ninja Nation.
Yes, you're welcome.
You know, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You're going to be there September 30th?
Yes.
All right, well, look for me. I'm Hunter, and AJ is on the line. AJ will be there also, so please look for us and come say hello.
All right.
All right, we'll put you on hold and listen to the show.
We're going
to
have Christopher on later, right?
Yeah, he's due to come on right now.
Oh, okay.
So
we want to get it straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. So we can go on about this all day, but it's just senseless. You know, we recently
spoke about our last mayor who just kicked people into institutions. He didn't even, not institutions, they were homeless people and they needed help, and he would put them in jail instead of finding them housing.
I don't want to change the subject, but, you know, I just came back from the South, and this time I rode a train. Usually I ride the bus, but I came into Penn Station, and you know, it's been years. I mean, maybe a good 15, 20 years since I've actually been around Penn Station, because when I was a child, I used to go into the city a lot, because living in Westchester, going into New York City was like, oh, wow, you're going on a trip. I mean, you're going somewhere. So it was a big thing. New York City has always been a big thing in my life. But when I came into Penn Station the other night, my train got there at 12:01 in the morning, and I walked off that train and went up, exited through 33rd Street, and there were I had to actually step over a man who I almost tripped over with my suitcase when I got to the top of the escalator. He was sleeping on the ground. But what was amazing is that he was laying there, and he had a very expensive, to me, you know, shoes on, and he looked dressed decently. I mean, if he had been standing up, I would have just thought he was another person. But there were a lot of homeless people out there, and I was afraid to actually stand in front So there's a lot of things going on around us, and you think your politicians who we vote in office are supposed to help the community. What's happening is the community really has to step up. We, the community, because the politicians aren't going to do it for us. I mean, and it's sad, but I don't.
It is very sad. It is very sad. We're going to take this caller. Hold on 1 second. AJ.
Okay.
Hi, it's the Hunter and Friends show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. This is Janelle.
Oh, hi.
Yes, I called in 5 minutes ago.
Hi.
Yeah, and I was back on mute.
Right. Hold on, sweetie. Hold on. I jumped aboard. Look at me. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friends show. Who's on?
Hi, Hunter?
Yes.
Hey, it's Fetch from Ninja Nation.
Hey, Chris.
What's going on?
Well, we snagged our boy, AJ.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
We're here getting some stuff ready for the release.
For the release. Actually, we're calling it Ninja Nation Records. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. We're launching the label, and we have our first project releasing on the 30th in Blackthorn 51 in Queens on the 30th.
The actual name is the mixtape release party. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. It says the wait is over. The Ninja Nation Collision. First round draft available September 30th. That was hot. That's really, really hot, man. That's really
Thanks.
Hot. That's
Thank
cool.
You.
That's really cool. It came out great. The design came out great. It's freaking awesome. So tell us, what is going on? What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm here with one of the artists that are on the mixtape, my boy Stacks. We're just getting some stuff ready. Bagging up some patches. Got some shirts lined up for everybody. Some T-shirts, some hats. Just getting everything in order for the 30th.
Okay, and tell me, like, who's going to be there? Like who's your invite? Let us know. Like, who should we look for? Because your following is just huge.
Yeah, our following is huge in a lot of different states right now. But we got a lot of media coming. Some of our friends, you know, some people, we got Harlem Lane, Nita coming through. We got a lot of just different plugs. We got Janelle Glenn from Desert Storm Radio coming by, you know. And who else?
Okay.
We got a lot of
people are talking about it.
I have a
question.
People are
talking about it. It's all over Facebook. We got videos going.
And now go ahead, AJ.
I'm talking to Christopher, right?
Okay.
Hi, Christopher.
Yeah, AJ, what's up?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, what I'd like to do, if I may, I want to put you on the spot. Tell people who you are, because, see, I know you. When I see you at any event and I see the energy around you, I see your, I'm going to call them your posse or the people who are running with you, I I'm like in awe because you're a lot younger than me, and I'm sitting there going, what kind of magnetism, what's going on here with this gentleman? Because evidently, before he came in this venue, he had something going on that makes people follow him. And you are definitely a leader, so I want to know, where are you from? I mean, you're from New York. I mean, what is your background? Why this year? Why in 2015 we have the release party, we have the break of the record label? I mean, why? Because I'm talking to people because I want them to come see you. I've seen a lot of artists out there who have tried to get into the industry and they get hurt. And somehow I feel that if they talk to you, if they get in front of you, that you will steer them in the right direction. So tell us a little bit about what your origin, what your beginnings are.
Well, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. You know, coming up when I was in school, I listened to a lot of hip-hop. That's how I got involved with the culture. I was a fan at first. You know, I got involved with music I think around like 2008, I was a club promoter. You know, I've been doing promotions since I was 13. So, really, I started managing people, you know, right off the bat. Then I got into doing my own music. You know, recently in 2010, you know, I started working with other artists in my area. And just like, it started like that. You know, people started coming to me and asking me, you know, what's up? Like, how can you help me? So I really never thought of it as, like, anything else but that. It's just helping my friends and doing this and doing that. And along the way, I met a lot of other people, talented people, you know, and, you know, I came up with the Ninja Nation. We started doing our own thing, and I seen the gravitation towards it. I seen, you know, what we stand for. You know, progress, hip-hop, and unity, and uniting a lot of these artists who are really committed and have goals into this stuff. It all started from there, honestly. And, you know, I really just try to help as many people who deserve it. I don't want to say as many people as I can, but,
right.
You know, I don't like my time being wasted. And I've done that a couple of times. I've learned from those times. And
very clear to me when I was talking to you that you want the serious. You know, there's a lot of talented people out there, but you're interested in the serious because there are people who I know who they're serious, but they just don't know where to go. And that's why I want them to talk to you. I really do.
Not only where to go, but who to trust also.
Yeah.
Because the record industry is very cruel, you know. Hollywood's cruel. The record industry is cruel. It doesn't matter, you know, films, people just look at Hollywood. But for the record industry, it's everywhere. And people are afraid. They're publishing their own music. They don't know who to go to. And I think what Chris is doing is just amazing because you're kind of like the godfather of creation, the godfather of mixtapes and helping other people. It's great. I mean, you have YD Hendrix, who I actually got to meet and work with on In the Streets of Harlem. YD, I've never heard her music until recently. So I just think, you know, I think that you're doing something great and you have a great movement that's going on. But I want to ask him a question, AJ and Chris.
Go ahead.
Who were your favorite rappers when you got into hip-hop?
I just want to answer AJ just real quick. I want to comment on what AJ said. The reason that I started the label was because of a conversation we had on the radio about creating a lane for the artist and not to overlook the artist and actually give the artist a chance. So that's why we created the label. And to answer your question, some of the people I listened to growing up, it was mainly a lot of Tupac. I want to make that very clear.
Yes.
Tupac
was
a very strong influence. He had a message. You know, I feel like a lot of what I do is because of the message that he put out. And even though, like, a lot of people look at him as, like, you know, this thug rapper and stuff like that, he was a very positive person, and all he wanted was progress. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my morals and disciplines off of that vision. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, you're actually correct. I actually knew Tupac and his sisters, Juma and those girls. he was a great person, and he was all about love in spite of what his outside life was. If you spoke to him, Tupac was a very intelligent young man. He didn't just only spit lines and wrote them. What he wrote came from his heart. He actually lived them. He lived his words. He was an artist because he really wanted to express himself in his beliefs of what the world has done for him or to him. He shared that with us. But he was in a very, for all you guys out there and Chris, you know, he inspired you, but he was very, 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 very intelligent. And a great person on top of that. So that was a great role model. That was really nice.
Because he inspired me, that's my goal, is to inspire others.
I'm proud to say
that it's been working. So.
And where did the name Round Draft come from?
First Round Draft comes from, you know, we've been in this for a while now. You know, I wanted to show the world that Ninja Nation is here, and we're scouting. So we're drafting. You know, we want people to join the movement, and we're looking. We're watching. So this is basically the first year that we're basically, you know, putting out this mixtape to say we're here too. This is the tape of elites, like Y.D. Hendrix would put it. This is the tape of elites from the underground. The people, you know, normally, like my friend Stacks would say, normally you got the Hot 97 and all those other mixtapes that play what's hot on the radio. But there's nothing for the underground besides Coast to Coast, and you got to pay to get on that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're really, this is all based off talent. You know, we did pay for the expenses of doing the mixtape, but it's our project. We're not paying anybody to host it. Put it out there. We're not paying anybody to just be on somebody else's mixtape. This is our project.
Right.
So we were cool with pooling our money and making our resources work for this project. And it's been being worked on for about like 8-9 months now. We were going to put it out in July. It kept getting pushed back because we wanted to make sure it was perfect. So
okay,
I'm pretty
well,
sure everybody's going to be happy with it, and we got something for everybody on the mixtape.
Of course, of course. So I wanted to go over the flyer. The address is 80-12 51st Avenue in Queens, September 30th, everybody, for all my listeners here on the Hunter and Friends Show. Doors open at 8 p.m. Admission with RSVP. Show starts at 9 p.m. sharp. So come on, black people, don't be on black Puerto Rican time. $15 for the guys and $10 for the girls. So guys, if you have $20, you can save that $5 and buy her a drink.
A date.
Right.
Buy her a drink. With the date. Okay. So anyway, the party.
Hunter, mainly all the proceeds that we get from this event are going to be put into the next project. So I just want everybody to understand that we're recycling this money. Whatever we do for this release is going into another project being delivered out to the public.
Can I ask one more question?
Go ahead, AJ.
Yeah. For someone who does not know what happens at a release party or what happens at your release party, can you fill us in on what should an artist expect when they show up at this event?
Well, a lot of networking, a lot of cameras, a lot of people that we know. This is basically, like we said, we're trying to handpick the people that will come. We're not closing the doors to the general public. We still want their opinion too, but we really want a lot of people from the underground to come by. So this is going to be, you know, mainly focused on a lot of underground artists. We have a couple of special guest performers coming. We got Brooklyn's own Nate Mills. We got Staten Island's Mark Marvel. We got Pyro the Arsonist, Babe 730. We got Chaos the Realist coming by to bless us with some performance footage and give us a show. Before we open up the show, we're going to do a press conference, take some Q&A. We got a little show planned for you. It's not going to be like a showcase. It's definitely not a showcase. We're not announcing names. This is, you know, go on, and you guys are going to be entertained. You know, if you want to know our names, come up to us. Talk to us. Get to know us.
Yeah.
This is all personable. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And then also that day where you have, like, cards and stuff, a list where people can sign in and leave their email for you in case they want to, you know.
We have a recruitment sign-up sheet.
Right.
We have a sign-up sheet. We want to know, you know, Facebooks and YouTubes. We can follow everybody. We're going to have some merchandise for everybody. We're going to have little giveaway gift bags with all the promotional materials in it.
Great.
As far as business cards, you guys are going to get everybody's, you know, everybody's information. So
okay.
We have a nice
guys, we have free giveaways all night. Imagination Collision, Ricky Batt, and Connie Brooks. With special guest performances by Naynil, Mark Marvel, and Pyro, the arsonist, and Spade.
Yeah.
So these are new artists that you're featuring, these guys?
What was that?
Are these new artists that you're featuring?
The artists that we work with through relationships and other, like, they're associated with us, and these are artists we have our eyes on. Basically, I'm giving you a preview of what to expect from the second round draft. And we're still working on that as we speak. There will be another project coming out.
Okay, so would this be, should we look for this from you every year that this party will happen? Is this something we could all look forward to?
Yes, we're looking to make the draft an annual thing. We'll be scouting every year. And, you know, we're mainly taking the label very serious. We want to make sure that there's actually a lane for unsigned artists to get noticed and not get overlooked. So
I'm excited.
We're here to stay. Trust me. You can see, volume one, volume two. I don't know if we're going to do second round draft or maybe, you know, first round draft, volume two. You know, I don't know what the continuation name is going to be, but expect to see it continue.
Right.
I lied. Awesome. I have one more. I lied. I have another question.
Go ahead.
The other night when we were talking, I was asking what type of genre of music, because I wanted to know, were there any particular types of music, and you clarified it for me. Can you clarify it for the audience who you're looking for?
I'm looking for anyone who's serious, simple and plain. It doesn't matter what type of music you do. What we do is we create art, so everything can work. If you play the piano, if you do the saxophone, if you just take pictures, cool, hit me up, we can work. If you take video and that's all you can do, you can't, right? But you're serious, cool, hit me up. If you have anything to do with the industry, if you blog, if you just got a dream and you're really serious and you do this, then hit me up. We can work.
I know I'm going to be there.
Right. You're absolutely correct. You know, if he said the magic word, if he's serious, you know.
This is all about,
you know,
strength is numbers. We need a lot of serious people, and we need them unified. If we all working together, you tell me, if we get 5,000 people working together in all these states, you telling me we won't be heard? Come on now.
Yeah. Oh,
of course you are. Of course, you know.
And this is to benefit everybody. I make sure that you can ask Janelle Glenn herself. I make sure everybody shines.
Janelle is actually on. Actually, I'm going to actually put Janelle on. Janelle, are you still on?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay.
Janelle, you already know. What's up? Janelle
is
the hottest entertainment blogger in the industry. What's up?
Yeah, hold on, Seth. I'm going to call you back, Cindy, all right? Hi. Hello?
Yes, Janelle.
Yes, I had on the line because always supports everybody. He has unity. You know, he is about bringing people together. I've seen that man cry and refuse to perform in Providence, Rhode Island, when he found out his whole team wasn't going to be able to perform. But knowing him and the type of person he is in his leadership, he took ownership of the situation, and he spoke to the promoters, and everybody was able to perform. But they had to split up the segments of the song instead of everybody getting two songs. Some people got one song. Some people, you know, got on through, you know, being
a
feature.
He made it work, right?
They made it work. He made it work, yes.
We made it work.
And that's why I roll with Sets. And I'm just excited to be on this call. Like, I was on the call before you said shouting out the whole Ninja Nation.
Thank you.
I seen their whole growth. I seen them when they were all solo artists, when they came together, you know. And I'm
Janelle
just
been there
proud
since day one, honestly.
I'm proud of them. I done interviewed them. I done wrote on some of them. I go to their shows. I like to be hands-on because I'm a journalist and I blog for Desert Storm Radio, Jack Dorla, This Is 50. I'm coming out with my own website because, you know, Sets is teaching me about, you know, business ownership and owning your own platform and stuff.
Awesome.
And, you know, I came up with the Glenn Report, and he's actually kind of co-managing me along with myself. So,
I'm just really proud
of everything and proud to be part of this movement and proud to see something work in their favor because they deserve it. And I've seen them work. Like there's a lot of people working, but there's a lot of, like, there's a difference between working and just saying that you're working, and there's a difference. There's one thing to work.
You know,
that's producing.
You know, you're absolutely correct on that, Janelle. You know, to put your all into something that you believe in and is one thing, I mean, for an individual. But to have someone also believe in your dream is another thing, and that's just amazing. I'm going to go to another caller. Just hold that thought, though. Okay, guys? Hi, you're on the Hunter and Friends. Wait, hold on, guys. Hi, you're on the Hunter and Friends show.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Hey, hi, Hunter. It's Lady Ty.
Hey, girl. What's up?
I had to call in for the Ninja Nation, you know?
Yeah, girl.
I know that's right. I know that's
Strong
right.
Strong Island in the building.
Yes, Brooklyn in the building. We all up in the building. Hey, hey.
That's right. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to your support. Well, you, I'm sure you'll be there on September 30th also.
Of course, of course.
You can expect to see Lady Ty putting on a real good show.
Lady Ty.
We've been hard at work rehearsing.
That's right. Now, guys, hold on because we got. I'm about to put my news girl on the line, and she's. And she's. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted over here. We got Vixen on the line. Vixen.
Hey, girl. How's everybody doing?
How are you?
Hey, hey.
Hey, TGIF, Vixen.
TGIF, girl.
What's going on? We have Chris. We have the Holden. We have the Ninja Nation Collision on. We have AJ's on, of course. She's coming.
I hear. God bless to everybody, and hello, and welcome, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
hello.
So every Friday, Vixen does her Vixen News. I shared with everybody earlier, Vixen, how we went to Lost Boys Clubhouse last week in Queens, and we just had a ball.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
At the end of the night, I couldn't even talk. I lost my voice. So we saw
good people. Well, Hunter, unfortunately, I don't have good news today, believe it or not. And I do want to express my condolences to your girl, Pizzazz. I want to express to the family and friends of High Rollers and everyone, I mean, it was a tragic death and how it happened. And, Hunter, I don't know if you like talking about it because I know it's dear to your heart. I know it's real hard on you.
It is. I gave my condolences to HR, and, you know, it is. It's really bad. But go ahead. Continue. It's okay.
Okay, well, everyone knows First Deputy Counselor Gabay was shot in the head in the middle of that Juvert celebration, I think it was last week. I don't know if anyone knows that he was removed from life support yesterday. So he is dead, and I do feel, you know, because the way that this happened, unfortunately, that, you know, he was at the wrong place at the wrong time on that case.
Moving forward. And you know something, not for anything, no one dies in vain, but you know, it should wake up our politicians to show them how dangerous Brooklyn really is, and that the guns on the street is really an issue. Homicide is really an issue. Mental illness is really an issue. But go ahead, Dixon.
And they're also, I mean, you know, they also need to know that it can happen to anybody, Hunter. I mean, because you hear in the news and everything that it's only us, but they're out there also. And they need to know that it's dangerous for anybody. So it hit home and it hit hard.
Yeah, it did. Especially, you know, for my sister and my dear friend, Pizzazz, who lost her life, you know, in the hands of her own child, her only child, you know?
That's sick. That's sick. That's
yeah,
sick, Hunter.
Very, very sick.
I don't really know much about it. That's
guys, can you please, I don't know who it is. I don't want to mute everybody, so can you please, if you want to weigh in on the convo, you can, please. It's fine. We'll hear the Vixen's topic. Okay, what else you got, babe?
Well, girl, last week Friday, shortly before midnight, 27-year-old Gabrielle Aguilar Valinos, I'm sorry, her last name is Aguilar hyphen Valinos,
right,
was riding a bicycle over the City Island Bridge when she was hit by a car. The driver fled and was never sought. So she died, and they're still looking for the van, from what I understand.
What the hell is going on with all these hit and runs?
Yep, hit and run.
It's not safe to walk the streets anymore, but you know what? You walk in New York, people will actually jump. Well, they will actually walk in front of your car. You will have the light. The pedestrian has the right of way, but they take you to the extreme. They're like professional jaywalkers.
Last week we had the same thing. Remember with that hit and run, and although he came back, so that was a good thing.
Shortly after that,
which was Saturday morning, two people were killed in separate motorcycle crashes less than 40 minutes apart. In an earlier crash, a 29-year-old man crashed his Yamaha into two parked cars on Parkside Avenue and Park Circle in Flatbush, Brooklyn, about 1:15 a.m. The biker was trying to squeeze Hunter between parked vehicles and on the right side of a gray van traveling in front of him. He was taken to Kings County Hospital, where he died 3 hours later. The driver of the van stayed, so that's a good thing. The driver of the van stayed, and he did not face any immediate charges. So I haven't heard anything yet. I've been trying to find out if they, you know, pressed charges or anything on the van where he hit. I haven't heard anything yet. But 40 minutes later, in the Bronx, a 27-year-old woman was flung from a motorcycle. She was riding on the back of a 30-year-old driver of a blue Suzuki motorcycle controlled on Commerce Avenue, near Bold Avenue in Park Chester, about 1:50 a.m. The bike jumped the curb, hit a fence, and careened into two cars. The pair were thrown from the motorcycle and rushed to Jacoby Hospital, where the driver's still there. But unfortunately, the woman, which was the passenger, she died on the scene. So that's what I have on.
The second accident, the one was the week before, was that Monday, where the young girl was 22 who was just getting a ride.
Right.
Bell Parkway.
Exactly. You remember that. You remember that. So
yeah.
Every week, it's crazy.
Well, I want to make a public service announcement. Ladies, ride your own ride. Come down to 399 Huguenot Street. Ask for Frankie, Anna, or Joey. Get your own ride. You're jumping on the back of these bikes with these guys. You think, oh, he's a guy, he's a rider. Doesn't mean anything. You're a woman, and you can ride your own ride. Have faith in yourself. I ride my own ride. Vixen rides her own ride. Get your own bike and put your own life in your hands if you want to ride. Do not be a backpack. Not everybody can ride a motorcycle, even though they're on it. But they might not know how to ride it with you on it. So I'm into saving lives. If you want to know more, come down to 399 Huguenot Street here at Yamaha Wheel Sports Center, and ask for Frankie, Joey, Anna, and they will hook you up. They'll tell you where to go to get your license. They will suit you up, tell you what equipment you need. They would get you the best deal on whatever you want to ride.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
A motorcycle, ATV, jet skis, you name it, they got it here. Scooters. Dirt bikes. So come on down, ride your own ride. Let's save lives. Let's not take lives. So what
Amen. Well, that's what I have for now, Hunter. And unfortunately, I'm so sorry it wasn't good news, but this is what's out there. This is what's happening. Everybody's got to be safe. Everybody's got to know the rules of the road and be respectful to others, whether it be on two wheels, three wheels, four wheels. It's all the same.
Exactly. Well, I wanted this. You have any events that you got going on or no?
Actually, I don't. I was trying to get a hold of one.
Well, I got it. I got it. No worries.
Is it the
there's
same
breast
one?
Cancer. No, there's a breast cancer awareness coming up. Fundraiser
mm-hmm.
fitness class. All levels welcome. Van Cortlandt Park Track, Saturday, September 26th. So you
That's
guys
next week.
Need to look that up. Yeah, it's called. You can go to strideswalk.org. And let's save our boobies, as it says.
There you
here.
Go.
Yeah, it's you know, September 27th is a bake sale at who is these guys? After Dark Riders, they're having a bake sale from 12 to 5. The Filthy Riders, third annual, Save the Boobies. That's gonna be going on at. Hold on 1 second. Let me just see. I jumped ahead of myself here. That's what happens when you get old. Okay. It's at 1038 Keller Avenue between 165th and 166th Street. I guess that's the Bronx. October 2nd, that starts at 9 p.m. And the bake sales actually are 361 Wilson Avenue in Brooklyn in the backyard. I did the Save the Boobies. The Filthy Riders is on. They have it, and it's on the books. The Filthy Riders is part of the Ghetto Collision. I say shout out to Little Man,
mm-hmm.
Crazy Sisters out there. Location is the Flushing House, 1710 Flushing Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things going on. Little Man, I said his name. Little Man and Biggie Smalls, Mag, Green Eyes, Lou House, Birthday Party. Location, Jersey House, 32 Center Street. That rocks every year, October 17th, 2015. The
mm-hmm.
time starts from 9 to 9 p.m. until. Anybody else got anything going on? Can you please give a shout-out right now about it, or let's just give some shout-outs and wrap out? AJ, you got anything you want to say?
Not right now. I just hope everyone will show up on the 30th. Again, if you are serious, and again, I have to reiterate, serious about your craft, about what you want to do, I really believe you need to check out Christopher and Ninja Nation. And I also want to say again, Hunter, this is confirmation because good people flock together. Christopher's doing awesome things for his venue and the people who work with him, but you in turn are also bringing together a lot of people, and you're educating people about the biking world. And the one thing I know is that I put on a post up on my Facebook that said that, you know, we are all individuals. I have met doctors and lawyers and teachers who are bikers, and for some reason, because of miscommunication, people think that bikers are like, you know, what they were in the 60s, that they just ride around and do whatever they want to do. But that's not true. We're individuals. We have families. We have jobs.
That's right.
And that's what I commend you for sharing that information and letting people know. You know, come on, you know. But anyway, that's enough of that. But, guys, thank you for showing up at the show. I'll be there next Friday with you, Hunter, by hook or by
hook. Thank you. And then also look out for AJ's show, which is coming up soon on Power 100 HFM Radio here at 399 Huguenot Street. Snuff Productions will have their own radio show. So we will be welcoming them on board of Power 100 HFM Radio. So anybody else? Chris, you got anything you want to say? Anybody from Ninja Nation Collision?
I just want to say I hope everybody's ready for the 30th. We got a show planned that I'm sure a number of these have seen before. We put a lot of work into this, so I'd appreciate it if anybody came out and support. You know, like AJ said, if you guys are serious, we could definitely work together. Hunter and AJ, I really appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome, and I can't wait to see you guys.
No doubt.
Oh, thank you. No
doubt,
man. We
no
love
doubt.
You, Chris. We do. Anybody else? Vixen? Anybody? Janelle?
Yes, I wanted to just say I'm excited, and I thank you for letting me speak out and, you know, speak of Sets and his hard work and leadership and stuff. That's all I have to say.
I got one more person, if you don't mind. Yo.
No,
can you hear my friend Sax?
Yeah.
Yo, just want to thank everybody for the support, you know, and keeping reaching out for us and, you know, being, you know, broadening out the branch and all that. I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart. You know, it means a lot to me and to everybody that's working on this project. We've been putting a lot of grind, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and I can't wait for the 30th to see it all come to fruition. I just want to thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you so much. I just want to give a shout-out to you, AJ. Thank you so much for always being in my corner. It's Snuff Productions, Vixen. Oh, my God, Vixen and AJ. Thank you.
Love
you.
You.
So
love you both.
Thank you. I love you, too. I want to give a big special shout-out to my girl Isis, the twins. They are just amazing to me. I'm at a loss for words. You guys mean so much to me, Isis and Mysterious. You have no idea, and I look forward to seeing more double up this coming year. They support everyone. They're involved in the Rally of the Rock, Black Bike Week. I mean, you name it, the PROC. I mean, they really support the MC community. So I just wanted to say a big special shout-out to them. And my special shout out to my niece, Ayana, up there in Buffalo. Love you so much. And to my son, Gianni. He just made 22
love
years
you, Gianni.
Old.
Happy
birthday. Thank you. I'm 25, and he's just catching up to me every year.
I think you're stupid.
And a big shout-out to my sponsors here at Yamaha Wheel Sport. Again, come on down and see Joey, Anna, or Frankie, and they'll give you a great deal on everything. Look for me. I'll give you a VIP card. And I will be passing out VIP cards at the release party on the 30th. So I just want to say thank you to all of you guys. Please be safe out there. We must never trust anyone. But ourselves, and
of
sometimes
course,
that's the same question. What's up, Mike? Oh yeah, come see Mike if anybody wants any farts. Over here. All right.
Have
you're
a great weekend, everyone. Be safe.
Be safe, everybody.
Be safe, AJ. Oh, wait, see you later.
Love you.
Okay. Any specials going on? Hold on, guys. I want to give you. If you're special, you're special too, Joey. I mean, you want to just tell them to come on down, but what's going on? Two what? Two? Oh, we lowered the price of a 2014 R1s that you can get dirt cheap. We only have two left. How many we have left? A few? Yep. Come on down and get that R1 that we all know that kicks BMW's asses and ZX10 asses, right, Joey? So come on down for that one. Everyone's like, what the hell is
take a picture, Hunter.
Right. I'm going to take a picture.
Take a picture. I want to see.
All right.
If not, I'll shoot over there.
All right.